You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined by my buddy Alden Gonzalez of MLB.com. Alden, in a season when the Angels have used 54 players and 31 pitchers, when almost nothing and when so many things have gone wrong, they are going to win the American League West back in the playoffs for the first time in 2009. In your mind, in a season when they've had to overcome one hurdle after another, what to you is the most impressive thing about your ball club?
I think it's what you just touched on, Richard. And I think the most amazing thing, if you take a step back and just take a snapshot of their season, I think the way that they persevered through that Garrett Richards injury was just unbelievable. I mean, you look at how many people kind of counted them out, just figured that by that point the A's were going to run away with the division because they added some margin Lester before the start of August, and because Tyler Skaggs was already undergoing Tommy John surgery, and because the Angels don't really have the rotation depth to stomach it. And ever since Garrett Richards went down, they have the best record in baseball. Their offense is scoring a ridiculous amount of runs without their cleanup hitter, Josh Hamilton. Every 5 days, they have to piece together a bullpen game. And their bullpen depth has just taken over for them. It's just, you know, for them to have the kind of turnaround that they had in the American League West after that time, which was, you know, making up 15 games in a 33-day stretch, and to reel off as many victories as they have, and to ultimately become the first team to clinch a playoff berth when they suffered an injury that was looked on as the most crippling possible for any of the playoff contenders, I think that showed a lot about kind of the perseverance of this team, the mettle of this team, and I don't think anything is even close to that in terms of the biggest surprises and the most impressive feats by the Angels this season, Richard.
Yeah, Alden, the Angels have won 17 of 21, as you know. In that time, their run differential is plus 60. I mean, that tells you they're not just a good team.
Clean up hitter.
They're a juggernaut. I mean, they're rolling over people. Having said that, and more adversity this week, Matt Shoemaker leaves with a ribcage injury. What do you think his status is? Or do you think the Angels feel confident that they can get him back for the postseason?
You know what, Richard, as of now, we don't know. We don't know. Matt Shoemaker seems to believe that he's going to be ready. And Mike Socha is definitely hopeful. But, you know, you've been around this a lot. These oblique strains, sometimes they take on a life of his own. I mean, he's got what an MRI revealed yesterday to be, as Matt Shoemaker put it himself, a very mild strain in his left oblique. He used the words very mild. So that opens up the possibility that, okay, maybe this could resolve itself in a week. In 2 weeks, he could start. He could take his turn in the American League Division Series in early October. But you never know. He's not making his next start. They don't really know when he's going to pick up a baseball again. And as they said, this is going to be a day-to-day thing. And, you know, it's funny the way seasons work. Who would have thought that the Angels season would be, you know, on the brink, and it would have so much to do with the status of a Matt Shoemaker. But this guy has established himself. He's won 16 games. He's got an ERA just over 3. And he's their number two guy right now behind Jared Weaver. And, you know, I just talked about how they persevered through the Garrett Richards injury. And, you know, they could still go into the playoffs with a rotation of Jared Weaver, C.J. Wilson, Matt Shoemaker, and Hector Santiago, and a deep bullpen. And, hey, they're okay. They have a pretty good shot. Without Matt Shoemaker, I mean, I don't know how this is even possible. They're now looking at having a bullpen game twice every 5 days because they do not have another starting pitcher. So if they go into a playoffs, you're looking at Jared Weaver pitching on short rest or a bullpen game in game 4. And you also have two starting pitchers in your rotation, C.J. Wilson and Hector Santiago, who have very high walk rates, who struggle to get deep in the games, who tax the bullpen themselves. That would be a really, really tough hurdle for this Angels team that has already lost two key starters then.
Mike Trout is going to be the American League MVP, and you could argue this should be his third MVP in a row, although obviously Miguel Cabrera is a great baseball player. In a as a guy who's known him since the day he first walked into a clubhouse, what is the thing that stands out about him off the field and on the field both?
Well, I think the thing about Mike Trout that's kind of been apparent since day one is that he doesn't really, you know, overthink anything, you know. He's just kind of in the moment. He treats everything with a simplicity that none of us really have. And I think that's what's kind of helped him kind of just ride this wave of fame at such a young age and, you know, not get in over his head like we've seen young players do when they get fame so quickly. Somebody like, you know, a Bryce Harper or a Johnny Manziel. You could go all across sports. So often in our generation, young players struggle with a sudden rush of fame. Mike Trout has never dealt with any issues with that because he just keeps everything so simple. He's so grounded, and I know this has been talked about to death about Mike Trout, but he really does just kind of stay level-headed every day, and that applies to off the field when hundreds of people are waiting for him at an airport to arrive at spring training, or on the field when he is talked about as the best player in baseball at age 23, and he's counted on to drive this juggernaut Angels team to a World Series. He keeps everything so simple on a day-to-day basis, and it's amazing for somebody in their early 20s to have a mindset like that. And I agree with you, Richard. I think he's the runaway MVP winner from the American League right now. And it's kind of funny because in some ways, this may be Mike Trout's worst season yet, and it may be his first MVP year. You look at the fact that his stolen bases are down, his strikeouts are way up, the batting average and on-base percentage are where they used to be, the defensive metrics in center field are don't really slide in his favor right now. But once again, he's doing so many things to help the Angels win, and his power numbers have gotten to a whole new level. He's the only player in baseball who's driven in and scored triple-digit runs. He's got a career high in home runs, and maybe he's evolving as a different type of player where the stolen bases go down, the power numbers go up. But, I mean, he's proven again that he is probably the best all-around player in baseball right now.
Yeah, and Alden, you have seen him struggle for the first time, well, other than that first year when he came up. How has he handled the tough times, both in dealing with you and in his game? What have you seen from him in that?
And that's another thing that I like so much about Mike Trout is that he's always available. He's always by his locker. He's not going to give you the most introspective answer because he's a 23-year-old, you know.
Right.
But he's always there to answer questions. He doesn't get mad when the questions point in his direction and you talk about his strikeouts or his slumps. He always makes himself available, and I think he carries that onto the field, and that's why his slumps really don't last that long, Richard. He's able to flip the switch pretty quickly.
That is outstanding. So going in after the Angels clinch, do you have a sense that how important is it to maintain that 3-game lead or whatever it is when this airs over the Orioles? Is it important to Mike Socia? Is it more important to rest his guys? I'll get it out here at some point. Is it more important for him to rest his guys or to have the ultimate home field advantage in the ALCS?
Yeah, you know what? I think it is going to be important to get to beat the Orioles for the best record because, I mean, you're talking about home field advantage throughout the playoffs since the American League won the All-Star game. But I don't think that's going to take precedence over actually resting his guys. This is a veteran roster. You're talking about guys like, you know, Albert Pujols, Josh Hamilton, who have battled some injuries. Jared Weaver's already topped 200 innings for the first time since 2011. He's got a matchup coming up against Felix Hernandez on Thursday. If they clinch today, I don't know if he's going to go that deep at all. You're talking about a bullpen that's got a bunch of relievers that have been taxed because they've been counted on so heavily since the start of July. You know, one of the big advantages of being a first-place team like the Angels are right now is you get to rest guys. Mike Socia has always been a big believer of respecting the game. And what I mean by that is, like, for example, last year when they were out of it, you know, he wasn't just playing a bunch of young guys all the time. He was putting his best lineup out there because, as he constantly said, you got to respect the game and there's other playoff ramifications going on and, you know, you got to do your part. I think he'd treat it the same way if they clinch the division this week, but I think he'll really try to find that balance of giving guys rest, making sure they're healthy for the playoffs. I think that is the number one thing for Mike Scioscia, no doubt. That, and on the other side of that, you got to give Josh Hamilton some at-bats, too. He's got to find his timing. He just missed 11 games. He started at DH yesterday. He could still be really important to them. He's going to give them a lot of at-bats, a designated hitter. I mean, I would expect Josh Hamilton to play almost every day just to try to get a feel for live pitching again. But other than that, I really think Scioscia's going to take the safe route, limit his starting pitchers, get Albert Pujols off his feet occasionally, get Eric Ibar off his feet occasionally, because these guys need to be rested for early October.
Yep, and that goes for you too.
We'll see about that one.
Alden, thank you so much, and keep it going. We'll see you soon.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.